Chapter 1. Foreigners in Our Own Land. I don't collect stamps, or coins, or football cards. I collect facts. Most of all, I like facts about physics and space, particularly string theory. Also about history and dynasties, like the Romanovs, and controversial people like Howard Hughes and J. Edgar Hoover. My brother Mustafa says I only need to hear something once to remember it exactly. I can list you all the Romanovs, from the first one, Tsar Mikhail, to Nicholas II, who was murdered by the Bolsheviks along with all his family, even his youngest daughter Anastasia. I can tell you exactly what date Queen Elizabeth II became Queen of England, both the day her father died and her coronation, and the dates of both her birthdays, actual and official. I'd like to meet her one day and ask her, what's it like having Queen Victoria as your great-great-grandmother? And isn't it odd everyone singing a song about saving you? I can also tell you that the only animal not to make a sound is a giraffe, because it has no vocal cords. This used to be one of my favorite facts, but then people started calling our dictator Bashar al-Assad the giraffe because he has a long neck. Now here is a fact I don't think anyone should like. Did you know that one in every 113 people in the world today are refugees or displaced from their homes? Lots of them are escaping wars, like the one that has ravaged our country, Syria, or those in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. Others are running from terrorist groups in Pakistan and Somalia, or from persecution by mullah regimes in Iran and Egypt. Then there are ones fleeing dictatorship in Gambia, forced conscription in Eritrea, and hunger and poverty in countries in Africa I never saw on a map. On TV, I keep hearing reporters say that the movement of people from the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia into Europe is the largest refugee crisis since the Second World War. In 2015, more than 1.2 million came to Europe. I was one of them. I hate the word refugee more than any word in the English language. In German, it is Flüchtling, which is just as harsh. What it really means is a second-class citizen with a number scrawled on your hand or printed on a wristband, who everyone wishes would somehow go away. The year 2015 was when I became a fact, a statistic, a number. Much as I like facts, we are not numbers. We are human beings and we all have stories. This is mine. My name is Nujeen, which means new life. And I guess you can say I was unexpected. My mom and dad already had 4 boys and 4 girls, and by the time I came along on New Year's Day 1999, 26 years after my eldest brother Soher, some were already married off, and the youngest one, Nazreen, was 9, so everyone thought the family was complete. My mom almost died giving birth to me, and was so weak afterwards it was my eldest sister Jamila who really looked after me. And I always thought of her as my second mother. To start with, the family was happy to have a baby in the house, but then I didn't stop crying and crying. The only thing that would stop me was putting a tape recorder next to me playing Zorba the Greek, but that drove my siblings almost as mad as my crying. We lived in a dusty, neglected desert sort of town called Manbij in northern Syria, not far from the border with Turkey and about 20 miles west of the Euphrates River and the Tishrin Dam, which gave us electricity. My earliest memory is the long swish of my mother's dress, a light-colored kaftan which fell to her ankles. She had long hair, too, and we called her Ayi and my father Yaba. And these are not Arabic words. The first fact to know about me is I'm a Kurd. We were one of 5 Kurdish families on a street in a town that was mostly Arab. They were Bedouin, but they looked down on us and called our area the Hill of the Foreigners. We had to speak their language at school and in the shops and could speak our Kurdish language, Karmanji, only when we were at home. This was very hard for my parents, who didn't speak Arabic and were anyway illiterate. Also for my eldest brother, Sahir, who other children made fun of at school because he couldn't speak Arabic.